the bottom of men's level down. Omer of Zerah, the same of Hanina bar Papa, Bo Re, Shalok Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bas of Adam. Midas Bas of Adam, Kli Reikon, Magzik, Mole Eino Magzik. In the physical world, if you have a Kli, if it's full, it doesn't, can't take any more, and if it's empty, then it can receive things. But Avol Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to the spiritual world, Mole Magzik, Reikon Eino Magzik. They are the opposite. The more you have, the more you can have more. But if it's empty, it doesn't have anything. Shenemar, v'hoya im shamoa tishma. Im shamoa tishma, v'im lav lo sishma. If you already heard, then you can hear more. Once you have some ruchnias, there's a basis for more. But if you have no ruchnias, there's no place to put it. Dover acher, im shamoa b'yoshon tishma b'chodesh. If you listen to the old, you'll be able to listen to new. V'im yifna levav chashuv lo sishma. And if you turn away from Torah completely, you won't have the capacity to hear more. Rashi, Magzik Mashinosin Latocho. A Kli, what's it called? A Kli, Reikon, in Gashmias is Magzik, what you put into it. Mole Eino Magzik Mashitosipalov. But if it's full, you can't add more to it. But on Ruchni, it's just the opposite. Shamoa Tishma, Imurgauto Lishmoa Oz Tishma. If you already have a Torah in you, then you could get more Torah. Tu chalil mod lahosid. Imlav shaloha tisa ozun bialdus chalishmoa. When you're young, you didn't fill up yourself with Torah. Lo sishma l'achar zman lo yaspiku biyodcha. Then it'll be very difficult to learn afterwards. Dover achir matashomea biyoshin. Magzir al talmud chashishamata. If you listen to the old, means you review it. Then tishma b'chodesh tischakim bo lahovin dvarim chadoshim mitol dvarim yishonim. You go over the old, you'll find new things in it. But if you give up and you don't review what you learned, shuv lo tishma mishatifna libcha lebatola shuv ein mashmiin oscha. When you go away from the learning completely, then you won't be able to learn more. The hachik sivim yifna levavcha velo sishma. Miyad Tinoko, so we said there were two pshatim. Rashi's pshat is that the Gedolim took the Lulavim and Esrogim away from the Ktanim and ate them, and Tosus pshat is that immediately after they were finished with the Arava, the Ktanim themselves took their Esrogim and ate them. Omer Yochan, Esrog b'shvi, Aser b'shmini mutter. For an adult, these were the children. But for an adult, Esrig, what's it called, on the seventh day is Mukta, Tukta L'mitzvaso, and therefore you're not allowed to eat the Esrig on the seventh day, L'chora, even after we Yotzi with it. Bishmini, but on the eighth day already it's Mutter, and even though Ben Ashmoshes of the eighth day it's Mukta, because what's it called, maybe it's the seventh day, but we'll see that that doesn't make a difference. That Tosus learns the reason is that something that's only Mukta because of perhaps it's the day before, we don't say Migo Diskatsoi, since it was Mukta Ben Ashmoshos, it remains Mukta the whole Shabbos. That's only where it's Mukta Ben Ashmoshos because it was Shabbos, not because maybe it's the day before. So Sukkah Afilu Bishmini Asura, but Sukkah, even on the eighth day, is Mukta. Since it was Huktzul Mitzvah, so on the seventh, even though now there's no mitzvah of sukkah, since it was muktzah when Yontif came in, it remains muktzah. And we'll see in a second what the difference is. Reish Lakish Amar Esrog Afilu B'Shvi Nomi Mutter. Reish Lakish says that Esrog, even on the seventh day, once you were Yotzei the mitzvah, it's not hooked to the mitzvah so anymore, and you could eat it. Could do whatever you want with it. It's not anymore set aside for the mitzvah. So B'Maiko Miflugit, Mar Sover L'Mitzvah Seitz Katzoi, my one holds that it was set aside for the mitzvah. Once you finish the mitzvah, so now you can eat it. You're matzah for the whole day. Because conceivably, even though you were yotzei the mitzvah already yet, you could still take the esrog again or whatever. So the whole day you were matzah for. Not just for when you're going to be a kind of mitzvah. Rashi. Asur l'achila. Bafilu l'achrish yotzeba. The whole seventh day, what's it called, the esrig is mukta le mitzvaso, And what's it called? That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Even after you yotze with it, can beforeish time. Make a sover l'chol shiva sayom nishkatzoy. You are matzah the esrig for the all 7 days. Soka filu b'shmini asura la'soka. Here again, to use it up, to burn it. The time to use it for fuel. The time beforeish to come on ma'ishno me'esrig. Why is it shuv soka dikas than esrig? Either they both should be muktza on the 8th day, or both should be mutter on the 8th day. Vafilo b'shiva not shvi nomi muteris. That's what Rish Lakish holds. Mishi yotze, but once you are yotze, then you could eat it. The eno menis lemitzvot because sover lemitzvos is katzoy v'sulo. Okay. Eish the Rish Lakish Reb Yochanan. Miyad tinoko shomtim es luveyan va'ochin es rogeyan. My love who adin l'gdolim says that the children could eat their esrogim immediately after they finish. Or, according to Rashi, the Gedolim ate the esrogim of the children. Mashma the what? You could eat your esrog after you finish with it on the 7th day. Isn't that the same halach as Gedolim? No different for a cotton's esrog or a goggles esrog. Or it says, lo, Tinoko's dafka. Dafka, cotton's esrog, since it wasn't mamish hooked to the mitzvah, of the full mitzvah, it's only chinuch, therefore what's it called, doesn't have this halach. But a goggles esrog was hooked to the mitzvah, so... And it's also to eat the entire 7th day, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Ikid diamrei eishle Rabbi Yochanan leishlokish. Miyad ti hatinoko shomtim es luveyim v'ochin es rogeyim. Tinoko sin gedolim lo. Some say that with the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan asks this leishlokish. You see that the Mishnah made a point to say that only the children's esrogim were eaten after they were yotze. Mashma clearly that a goddles you can't. Mersis lo hu adin dafilu gedolim. V'haydi klani tinoko surcha de milsak toni. So Rish Lakish answered, no, really, the same halakha would apply to a goggles esrog. The reason it said tinokos is because that's what happened. The gedolim usually need esrogim. But here, the minig was to take the ketanim's esrogim, either they ate them or the gedolim ate them. Rashi, miyad tinoko shomtim b'shvi kod masnisa. Look on the 7th day, after the arava. The Yeshma Forshim, Miyad Tinokos, Kolomer, Miyad Acher, and then Rashi brings down Tosas Pshat, that Tosas said before. And some are Meforish, Miyad Tinokos, Kolomer, Miyad Acher, Seal, Mrs. Lulav, Hatinoko, Shomtim, Esluveim, Kolomer, Menichin, Osam, Tomo Shomto, Manicho, Beternzovis, they threw them down, they left them, right? They released them. The Holkin, the Oakland, Esrim, they went and ate their Esrim. The Ein Nira, Rashi, I don't like that Pshat. The Amrin, Maisa, Bechosid, Echot, Shinos, and Dinner, Laoni, Diknitoso ishto borach v'lohoya lo v'malis parnes. There is a maisa that what's it called? This maisa is also brought down in brachas. Here it says bereishis rabba. Mistama the hakgo here is that it's bereish. It's brachas. No, it's not. Whatever. No, the maisa that says what's it called? That it's a different maisa than one in brachas. It says, what's it called, that a woman got into a fight with her husband, and he, what's it called, because he gave money to Tztaka, and they didn't have anything to eat, so he went, what's it called, Meshvi Shal Arova, Holach, Meshomet Esrogim Yad Tinokos. So he went and took all the Esrogim for the kids, and that way he had food for his house. Kirisnan Tamon Miyad Tinokos Shomtim, V'haya also Chosid Over Vestina Derech Krach Echot. And he had all these esrogim from the kids, and he went in a boat to a certain place. And the king's household, somebody was sick, and they needed esrogim with a cure. And nobody had esrogim, and this guy had all these esrogim. And he sold them for an exorbitant price. Right, so you see that the gedolim took the esrogim from the kids. Alma digdolim shamti le miyad tinokos, not the tinokos ate their own esrogim. Okay. My love who adin the esrogim shall gedolim nomi shor v'achila. Isn't it true that the same halacha would apply by gedolim? The only reason is the ketanim, that he had the minig to do it. Where it says, no, tinokos davka, shalo huktzel a mitzvah gemura. By tinokos, it was only for a mitzvah chinuch. So therefore it wasn't muktzah for the whole day. Aval shal gedolim shuktzel a mitzvah gemura asurim kol ayom. Urcha de milsa, She'ein derech lishmot miyad ha'gedolim es esrogeyim. And what's it called? Rish Lakish answered, no, the same halacha would apply even for the esrogim of the gedolim. The only thing is that they didn't have that minik. The Ktanim, they have the minik to what's it called, eat their esrogim. Gedolim didn't, but they could have if they wanted to. Okay. Omer le Rav Papa Labaya. Rav Yochanan, Maishno Sukkah, Maishno Esrog. Why, according to Rav Yochanan, is Sukkah Mukta on the eighth day, and Esrog is only Mukta the whole seventh day? Omer le Sukkah Dechazi Labein Hashmashos. Dies Ramele Sudasa Boy Mason Begavo Mechol Begavo is Katsoila Vena Shmoshes. Umigat is Katsoila Vena Shmoshes, it's Katsoila Kula Yom. Sukkah, you have to eat in the Sukkah to the last minute. It says Mitzvah Daraisa, Safik Daraisa Lechumra, if it's Vena Shmoshes. And since you'd have to eat in the Sukkah for the sake of Sukkah, what's it called? Even Vena Shmoshes, so it's hooked to the Mitzvah, so Mamish. So even though it's only mukta because of the day before, but here it's you should still do the mitzvah ben hashmashas. So therefore, it remains mukta even for the next day. But by esrog, it's only mukta ben hashmashas because I'm not going to do the mitzvah then, because the esrog is only drabonin then. So like drabonin lekula ben hashmashas. So you don't take esrog ben hashmashas. The only thing is, since you were mukta it, you were mukta it for the whole day. But since it's only mukta for the whole day, because of mukta, not because your mamish could do the mitzvah. So it's only mukta because maybe it's the seventh day, that mukta doesn't then carry over to the eighth day. That's how Tosfos learns. Right? Esrog, the low cause you the ben hashmashas. You're not going to take esrog ben hashmashas. You already took the esrog during your day. One time is enough, and ben hashmashas is topic the rabbanim. Lois katsoy le ben hashmashas, the lois katsoy le kula yuma. So the only reason it's mukta ben hashmashas is because it was mukta for the whole day. That doesn't have the koach to make it mukta for the next day. Okay, v'loish katsoy l'kula yom d'shemini. Okay, Tzirashi. D'chazi l'ben hashmashas shari mitzvah s'kula yom. The mitzvah sukkah is the whole day. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And if you're not sure if you have to eat in the sukkah or not, you have to eat in the sukkah. So it's ben hashmashas, maybe still sukkah, you have to eat there. Esther glochazil ben hashmashas, mishiyotze bo shachris, you're already yotze shachris. And there's no inyan to be yotze again.
But even if
you wasn't
yotze shachris,
still. No, but lula of your yotze once. You're not going to have to do it again. Sukkah, you're yotze all the time. And even, we just added that even if you weren't yotze, you can't be yotze bo hashmashas. But the maisa, you were yotze, it's only a one-time thing. Esrog afilu b'shmini yosher. Levi Omar, Esrog afilu b'shmini yosher. Levi holds that even on the eighth day, even Esrog is yosher. Can't eat it. Vavua de Shmuel Omar, Esrog b'shmini yosher b'shmini mutter. Shmuel's father said that Esrog is mutter, is yosher on the seventh day, but it's mutter on the eighth day. Kom avua de Shmuel b'shitze de Levi, kom rabzeira b'shitze de avua de Shmuel. And Lamaisa, they changed their opinions. And Avua de Shmuel later said, like Levi, that it's Osir even on the eighth day, Esrog. And Rav Zera held, like Avua de Shmuel held in the beginning, that what's it called, that it's Mutter on the eighth day, but Osir on the seventh day. Dom Rav Zera, Esrog, Shenitzala, Osir la'achla kol Shiva, but only 7 days. The eighth day you're allowed to eat it. Rashi, Esrog afilu b'shmini asura, migo d'asira ben hashmashos d'shmini, mishum de ben hashmashos sofik yomu, u'shvi iskatsoy l'kula yomu. V'kivin de ben hashmashos asura, v'yafagav de lochasi le ben hashmashos asura l'kula yomu. So Rashi says he holds that since it was mukta ben hashmashos, it remains mukta, not like Tosus Svara, that if it's only mukta from the day before, you don't say this Svara. Tosus therefore says is another reason, not the reason is because of mukta iskatsoy leben hashmashos. It's a gzeira esrog got the sukkah. We're afraid if you let you eat your sukkah on the eighth day, you'll tear down the sukkah. And the chori can't tear down the sukkah anyway. It's talking where it fell down, and now you want to use it on yontif as fuel. Right? It's not tearing it down on yontif. So we're afraid that if we let you eat the esrog on the eighth day, you'll come to use the schach on the eighth day also and burn it up. So therefore they asked Esrog on the eighth day also, but not because of Miga Diskatsoi. That's how Tosus learns. Okay. Kom avu de Shmuel v'shitzei de Levi, chazer bo mitvara v'yomrech Levi.
he retracted his opinion and he held like Levi. Kam Reb Zera b'shitza d'avud Shmuel, and Reb Zera retracted his opinion and held like avud Shmuel held before he retracted his opinion. Amar Reb Veisamedrish b'shmi asher b'shmini mutter. He held that the 7th day is asher for Estrig, but the 8th day is mutter. Estrig shenipsala revusa nakat. Tell me a bigger chiddush. Even an estrig that's not even fit anymore for the mitzvah remains muktzah. Tafilu nipsala asura kol shiva. Shemitchila l'shiva huktzah. Have a b'shmini muteris. Because you were maktzah l'mitzvah for the whole 7 days. You didn't know it was going to become pasul. Now that it became pasul, it still remains muktzah. Okay, Amar Reb Zera. Lo likni inish hoshana liyanuka b'yom atava kama. Right? A person should not be makna his lulav to a katan the 1st day. Before he's Yotze, my timer, Yenuka makne koni. A child can be kona, shaila whether minatora or midrabona. But there's a halach of das acheres makne. If somebody's makne something to a cotton, he can be kona. But he can't be makne something back. Okay? So, it's a shaila whether it helps midrabona or midraisa, what's it called, this din of das acheres makne. But Ivari can be kona at least midrabona. But he can't be matna back. Ishtachach the konofi belulav shener shalom. So when you take your lulav back from the cotton, right, it's not, what's it called, it's not your lulav. It's a cotton's lulav. V'om Rav Zera, lo lema inish liyanuka diyahiv nalach midi velo yahivle. Right, person shouldn't tell a child, promise him something and not give it to him. Yishim da'asilak mure shikri. He's going to teach him how to lie. Because he sees that the God lied, he didn't give him what he said. So make sure that if you promise something, you end up giving it, or if you don't plan to give it, don't promise it. Shenemar limdu l'shonim dvar sheker. Right? And I, the God, well, it's only because you're teaching the cotton to lie. What about the God? He's lying. He's talking where he, what's it called, either he's trying to be mechanich, the child, and promise him something nice or whatever. So it's not mamish a lie. Or he intended to give it, and he didn't give it in the end. Right, and when he said it, he intended to do it. But to make sure to carry it out, don't teach your child to lie. Okay, Rashi. Yes, lo likne inish hoshana liyanuka v'matana. Ad shalo yotza bohu. Till you yotze, don't give it to your child. Nikne koni, d'rabbanan takinu lo zechila nafshe. Rashi and Smash, it's only d'rabbanan. But there are shitas at hold, that's d'oraisa. In the Torah, das acheres makna, the cotton owns it in the Torah. Aknu yelo makni, eno yochol lavzer laknosu lo'ovi matana, the la bardasu. With plug so hodder of Yochanan of Reb Shimon, I'm going to get here. Okay, now we're going back. There's a shaila though, if you can give the esrig, the lulav to the cotton, the matana manas lahavzer. So, even though he was called near it, but he was only kona for the time that he had it. Now that he gives it back, so then the matana is not a matana anymore, automatically. Some hold that you have to be makna the lulav back. So if you do, then he can't be makna it back. He can never be yotze the matana. And then the tnai lechor is bottle, right? And the matana is kai. Right? No, he's involved with time. The problem is like this. If you have to be maknit back, and he can't, then when you made the tonight and he's maknit back, it's a tonight that can't be mekuyim. So then the halach is the tonight is bottle, and the matan is kayim, and stuff luck. It's a cotton's lulav. But if you don't need a haknoah, you just have to return it. You don't have to be maknit back. And once you return it, then automatically it becomes back into the rishus of the person who gave it to begin with. Then it could be that you could give a cotton matanam slachsa. But plugs to Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish. This machlokis, hoder Reb Yochanan, for Reb Shimon ben Lakish. If lugnomi rav v'ravasi. Okay? But plugs to Reb Yochanan Reish Shimon ben Lakish. There's a machlokis, another machlokis similar to the machlokis Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish. The itmar. Hit reshiva esrogim reshiva yomim. You had 7 esrogim. And you separate one per day. Omar Rav, kol achas v'achas yotzei bavoch l'lauter. Each one you only matzah till you're yotzei. You can be yotzei with it that day and eat it. Here you didn't have kavana to be matzah for all 7 days. Each one only 1 day. But you weren't matzah for the whole day, only till you were yotzei. That's mamish like Rish Lakish. Rav Asi Omar, kol achas v'achas yotzei bavoch l'lamocher. can't eat it that day, because you were matzah for that whole day, like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. The Maika Miflegate, Mar Sover LeMitzvos Hiskatzoi, or Mar Sover LeKula Yom Hiskatzoi. One holds that when you're matzah for that day, or for all 7 days, and therefore you have to wait till either all 7 days are over, or also at least that day that your matzah is over. And the other one holds you're matzah for the mitzvah. So whatever you had intention, that one day mitzvah, all 7 days mitzvah, once the mitzvah is finished, you can eat it. So Moshe says, "Va'anan di islan trei yomei." We have 2 days yontif in Chutz Laaretz. Hechi avdina. Right? What do you do? Omer Abaya, Shmini Sofik Shvi Aser. So on the 8th day, which may be the 7th day, so the Esrog's Aser because it may be the 7th day. So since it's Aser the whole 7th day, it's Aser even on the 8th day. Chi Sofik Shmini, but on Simchas Torah 9, which may be 8, then it's Mutter. Because Monavshach, if it's 9, for sure it's if it's 9, for sure it's Mutter, it's Chol. And if it's 8, it's also Mutter. Because on Shmini, for sure it's Mutter. Mareimer Om Rafilu Shmini Sofik Shvi Mutter. Mareimer says it's even Mutter on the 8th day, which is only Sofik the 7th day. Okay? Because since the Maisa, we keep it only Mishum Sofik, it's really, we know that it's really the 8th day. So they weren't Machmer that much to give it the din of the 7th day, the Gabi, the Muktzah of Esrog. The Surah Avdik Mareimer, in Surah they did like Mareimer, and the Esrogim were not Muktzah on Shmini Atzeres. Rav Sheisha, but Rav Idi, Ovid Kabaya. And Rav Sheisha, but Rav Idi did like Abaya, that on Shmini Atzeres it was Muktzah. The Hilchas of Kabaya, Halacha is like Abaya, that the Esrog remains Muktzah even on Shmini Atzeres. But it's Mutter on Simchas Torah. Omer Rav Yehuda Barei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei de Rav Shmini Sofik Shvi Shvi Lasukko Shmini Lebracha. On Shmini Atzeres, okay, so in Chutz Laaretz, which is a Sofik, whether it's the 8th day or the 7th day, so it's Shvi Lasukko, which means you have to sit in the Sukkah that day, because maybe it's Shvi, maybe you have to sit in the Sukkah, but it's Shmini Lebracha, but it doesn't have a din of Bracha, you don't make a Bracha on the Sukkah. There's a din of Shmini Atzeres, the Gabi the Bracha. Rav Yochanan Omer, Shmini Lezeh Lezeh. You don't sit in the Sukkah either. It's Shmini for both, and you don't sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and you don't make a Bracha either. Obviously, you make a Bracha. Okay. So Mar says, Mesav Kuli Amalo Plige Diz Yasvila. So in this Machlokas, everybody holds you have to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. He plege lebruche. The machlok is only by the bracha. The man di omer shvi lesuka bruche nomi varchin. The one who says that it's shvi lesuka means that you make a bracha too. And man di omer shmini lezeh lezeh bruche lomi varchin. The one who says that it's shmini for suka and bracha means that you don't make a bracha on the suka, but you have to sit. Okay, Rashi. Shvi l'sukkah, but plugsa, hadar of Yochanan, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, yiflug nomi Rav Rav Asi, the kivan de komu Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan, b'chadash yitzah, hilchus kavasayu, v'asura v'shvi, muteres v'shmini. So it comes out that the esrog is what's it called, mutter on the 8th day, but asur on the 7th day, and the whole day. V'haynu de kaboy, v'anan v'islam l'shmini, tre yomi heichav dinan, mi asrinan le biyoma kama mishum sofik shvi alo, Mareimuram Rafilu Chi Sofik Shmini Asura Logar Sinema. Okay, Rashi doesn't have this Girsa, that it's Asur even on Simchas Torah. And we don't have that either in the Gemara, but there is such a Girsa that it's Asur even on Simchas Torah. And the Svara for that is, it's a Gzera, that we're afraid if we let you eat on Simchas Torah, which you think is Shmini Atzeres, you'll eat on Shmini Atzeres too. Shvi Lesukka, Kin Mefarish L'Kamon, Ushmini L'Bracha, Shomer b'tfila, this is the way the Gemara thought at the beginning. Not what I said. The Gemara thought in the beginning, Shvi l'sukkah means you have to sit in the sukkah, and you have to make a bracha. And Shmini l'bracha, that you, however, you call it Shmini Atzeres. You don't say, well, maybe Hoshana Rabba, or what's it called, Yom HaSukkah Sazeh, or Shmini Atzeres Sazeh. You just say Shmini Atzeres in tefila. It's clearly Shmini Atzeres, l'gabi tefila and Birkas HaMazon. The Kiddush es Yom Shmini Chagas Yom Hashmini Chagas Seres Hazeh. The Hirashi says that the bracha is Yom Hashmini Chagas Seres Hazeh. Okay, another place Rashi says Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres, like we say. Shmini Lazer Lazer, Afi Ilyin Sukkah. It's Shmini, you don't, L'chor, you don't, with the Gemara's Mashmi, you don't sit in the Sukkah. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean you don't sit in the Sukkah, it means you don't make a brach on the Sukkah. Have a Shmini, come of course, Vazel Nilsen. Kule Amalo Pliga Di Yasvina Besukkah. This is what we think now. Everybody holds that on Shmini Atzeres, you have to sit in the Sukkah. The Shmini Sufik Shmi, Bafil Rab Yochan Domer Shmini Lazel Lazel. And the Mepharshim explain, this is talking Bisman Azeh, when we know which day is really Yontif. It's really Shmini Atzeres. And we're only doing it because Minig Avoseinu B'Yadeinu. But in the time when the Mekadosh HaPi Ariya and Chutz La'aretz was a legitimate Sufik, everybody held you had to sit in the Sukkah. And probably you had to make a bracha too. But now, since we know it's only a Tachanad Rabbanon, do you have to sit in the Sukkah or not? Right? Do we pretend that as if it's a Sufik, or we don't pretend like that since it's a Zilzal and Yontif, because if it's Yontif, it's not Sukkah. So it's a Zilzal and Yontif. Here's a special reason why you shouldn't want to have to sit in the Sukkah. And everybody holds that you don't take Lulav and Esrog. Because first of all, Lulav and Esrog is only the Rabbanon. So in that, even when there's a legitimate Sufik, could be they didn't take it. And surely today, it's a Zilzal and Yontif. It's also Tiltal. Sukkah, you just sit in the Sukkah. Sometimes people go out in their patio. But Lulav, people don't take Lulav unless there's a mitzvah. It's clear that if you're taking the Lulav, it's not Yontif. You're Mezalzal and Yontif. Okay. And even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, Shmini, Lezer, Lezer, that's only Lagabi the Bracha, but not Lagabi the actual sitting in the Sukkah. Even he holds you have to sit in the Sukkah. We'll see that it's not everybody holds like that in the Gemara. Lebruche Leshe Besukkah. To make the Bracha Leshe Besukkah, Bruche Lom Avarchinon, the Shminihu. The Ein Shem Sukkah Salav. You can't make a Bracha Leshe Besukkah, right? Behind Lezer, 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 the Lom Avarchinon. The bracha is Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. Here he says Yom Shmini Chag, not Yom Hashmini, but Yom Shmini is exactly what we say. Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh without any haste.